las cosas.
Every single thing works together.
Cada cosa trabaja.
Come on, I wonder, I'm going to keep saying it until somebody believes it tonight.
Lo voy a seguir diciendo hasta que lo crean.
All things work together.
Todo obra junto.
When I've got money, it's working together.
Cuando tengo dinero, está obrando.
When my money is funny, it's still working together.
Cuando no hay dinero, aún está trabajando.
When my car breaks down, it's still working together.
Cuando el carro se quebra, aún funciona.
When I've got more questions than answers, it's still working together.
Cuando tengo más preguntas que respuestas, todavía
está
obrando.
When the doctor says cancer, it's still working together.
Cuando el doctor dice cáncer, aún está trabajando.
How can you say that? Because all things work together.
¿Cómo puedes decir eso? Porque todo obra para bien.
For the good.
Para bien.
Of those who love God.
Para los que aman a Dios.
And are called according to His purpose.
Y son llamados a su propósito.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Yo siento el Espíritu en esta casa.
All things.
Todas las cosas.
All things.
Todas las cosas.
Woo, God have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I want to minister in this house what I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight.
Quiero hablarles lo que siento en el Espíritu esta noche.
Job chapter 1.
Job capítulo 1.
As you're turning there, give honor to your pastor and first lady, brother and sister Collins tonight.
Doy honor al pastor.
How many love your leadership tonight?
¿Cuántos aman su liderazgo?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being so kind to us.
Gracias por su soporte y por ser tan amables.
And I do not take this moment for granted or lightly.
Yo no lo tomo en vano, lo tomo muy serio.
Give honor to Bishop Sutton on his mission trip.
Doy honor al obispo en su misión.
I give honor to this great host, this great congregation tonight.
Y honor a esta grande congregación.
I give honor to my wife and my children. Feel so much better when they're in my corner.
Doy honor a mi esposa, a mis hijos.
Thank you. I want to thank this church for praying for my wife.
Gracias a esta iglesia por orar
por mi
esposa.
Thank you for praying for my family.
Por orar por mi familia.
I really want to minister to this church tonight.
Yo quiero administrar en esta iglesia.
It's 7:28 p.m. for those that are taking medication.
Son las 7:28.
Job chapter 1, verse 6.
Capítulo 1, versículo 6.
The Bible says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. The Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. And so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. I want everybody in this room to understand that just like in the book of Job that we just read,
que así como el libro de Job que acabamos de leer,
that there are probably many conversations about you that you don't get input into.
Que hay muchas conversaciones de ti que tú no sabes.
Satan said, touch his substance.
Satanás dijo, toca lo que tiene.
Touch his things.
Toca las cosas.
And God's response was,
y la respuesta de Dios
you
fue,
can touch his stuff, but you'll never be able to touch his identity.
Puedes tocar sus cosas, pero no su identidad.
See, Satan was talking about Job's possessions, but God was talking about his character.
Satanás hablaba de posiciones, pero Jehová de identidad.
And so Job loses his children, he loses his cattle, he loses his possessions.
Job pierde a sus hijos, sus posesiones.
In verse 20, the Bible says, Then Job arose, and he rent his mantle, and he shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. I just want to stop right there and let somebody know that it's all right to respond in your predicament.
Está bien que si respondes en tu situación.
That was a sign of mourning. It was a sign of pain.
Eso es un señal de dolor.
But at the end of your reaction, make sure you worship.
Pero después de tu reacción, tienes que adorar.
And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I know you're standing. Job chapter 2, a few more verses here. Verse 1, Job 2 and 1.
Job capítulo 2 y 1.
The Bible says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity. Notice, he's talking about his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. God is talking about Job's integrity here.
Dios está hablando de la integridad de Job.
And Satan was talking about Job's health.
Y Satanás está hablando de la salud.
And so I think it would have been a better bargain for Satan,
hubiera sido mejor para Satanás,
if he would have asked for Job's character and integrity.
Se hubiera pedido carácter e identidad.
But he asked for those things that were on the peripheral.
Pero pidió por las cosas que estaban por afuera.
And so God talks about his integrity. Satan's talking about Job's health. And so Job, his health suffers.
So la salud de Job sufre.
Sore boils from the head to toe.
Le salen cosas en la piel.
And then to make matters worse,
y luego para hacerlo peor,
the very woman he's supposed to turn to and get support from,
la mujer que lo tiene que soportar,
is acting a little crazy.
Está actuando un poco loca.
And he said to his wife, she said to him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speakest. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, somebody say, in all this,
todo esto,
did not Job sin with his lips? I really want to strengthen the church tonight. I want to strengthen everybody that's in this room. I believe God's going to speak to us.
Quiero fortalecer a la iglesia, todos los que están aquí.
And tonight, I want to preach the revelation of consideration.
Esta noche le voy a predicar la revelación de consideración.
Come on, I wonder if you can place your Bibles to the side right now, devices, whatever you may be reading.
Pongan su Biblia a un lado.
I want you to lift up your hands right now. I wonder if you can pray for this pulpit. I want to pray for the pew. Lord Jesus, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for your spirit. I thank you for what we have felt in this room. I pray tonight, God, that your spirit would move throughout every seat, every pew, every individual, every family, every marriage, and every home. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your glory would settle in this room. Lord God, I pray that there would be a manifestation of what we feel. Oh God, in this house, break chains, oh God, and destroy every lie of the adversary. I pray and bind every spirit and every whisper that comes against this church right now in the name of Jesus. And I feel something. I lose faith in this house, oh God. I lose miracles in this house tonight, Lord God. I lose you to work, oh God, as you see fit. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Somebody shout in Jesus' name.
Alguien grita en el nombre de Jesús.
Put your hands together one more time for the Lord.
Pongan sus manos una vez más.
You can be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Se pueden sentar en la presencia de Dios.
To consider something,
para considerar algo,
means to think carefully on or about.
Significa pensar preocupadamente.
It means to take into account.
Tomar en cuenta.
It means to classify or study.
Quiere decir clasificar o estudiar.
To consider something means to inspect.
Para considerar algo es inspeccionarlo.
And so we see that there was a conversation between God and Satan.
Hubo una conversación entre Dios y Satanás.
And there was this word that showed up in that conversation.
Y hubo una palabra que apareció en esa conversación.
Satan was looking for something to do.
Satanás estaba buscando algo que hacer.
And God said, well, have you considered my servant Job?
Y Dios dijo, ¿has considerado mi siervo Job?
Have you thought carefully about my servant Job?
¿Has pensado cuidadosamente de mi siervo?
Have you taken into account who my servant Job is?
¿Has tomado en cuenta quién es Job?
Have you inspected the life of Job?
¿Has inspeccionado la vida de Job?
And we see that Satan had a different viewpoint of Job than God did.
Y vemos que el punto de vista era diferente de que Dios.
Satan said, if you touch his possessions,
Satanás dijo, si toca sus posesiones,
he'll curse you and die.
Te va a maldecir.
If you'll touch his health,
si toca su salud,
He'll turn his back on you.
Él volteará su espalda.
You take his family.
Tú quitas la familia.
And if I can just say it this way tonight, he'll never pray again.
Y lo puedo decir, nunca va a orar otra vez.
But I want to tell somebody tonight that the devil is a liar.
Pero quiero decir a alguien, el diablo es mentiroso.
The devil is a liar.
El diablo es mentiroso.
I wonder if you can say that tonight. The devil is a liar.
¿Por qué no lo dices tú? El diablo es mentiroso.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I just feel like preaching right here.
No me quiero adelantar, pero quiero predicar.
The reason why God asked Satan if he had considered Job,
la razón por la cual le preguntó si consideró Job,
is because God himself had already considered Job.
Es porque Dios mismo ya consideró a Job.
God himself already inspected Job.
Dios ya inspeccionó a Job.
God himself already studied Job.
Dios ya estudió a Job.
And I want to tell you tonight that you're going to go through things in life.
Y te quiero decir, vas a pasar por cosas en la vida.
But you need to understand something tonight.
Pero tienes que entender algo esta noche.
If you can just get this revelation tonight,
si puedes recibir esta revelación,
I believe we'll be a stronger church.
Yo creo que vamos a ser una iglesia más fuerte.
I believe we'll be a stronger people after tonight.
Vamos a ser un pueblo más fuerte.
You got to understand that God already considered Job.
Tienes que entender que Dios ya consideró a Job.
Therefore, when Job was going through the crushing process,
por eso cuando estaba pasando por el proceso,
it wasn't to kill Job.
No era para matar a Job.
Oh, it was to extract something from Job.
Era para sacarle algo de Job.
It wasn't meant for his demise.
No era para su derrota.
But it was meant for his promotion.
Pero era para su promoción.
I want to tell somebody that's in pain tonight.
Le quiero decir a alguien que está doliendo.
That pain is not meant to kill you.
Ese dolor no te va a matar.
But it's meant to be a witness to somebody.
Ese dolor va a ser un testigo.
That diagnosis is not going to be unto death.
Ese diagnóstico no es para muerte.
But I want to tell you tonight.
Pero te quiero decir esta noche.
God's already considered how long you're going to go through it.
Dios ya ha considerado cuánto vas a estar.
And he, oh God, see, some of us may not like this tonight.
Algunos no les gusta esta noche.
But it might take 10 years of pain.
Pero tal vez son 10 años de dolor.
To answer the prayer for your backslidden family to come back home.
Responder la oración de tu hijo alejado.
Are you willing to go through Job's plight so your family can be saved?
¿Estás dispuesto a pasar por dolor para tu familia?
Do you have a revelation that God has already considered you?
¿Tendrás revelación que Dios ya te consideró?
I wonder if you can give God some praise right there.
O si puedes alabar a Dios ahí.
I want to tell somebody tonight that he's not forgotten about you. The Bible in Psalms talks, says, consider the lilies of the field. Many times we see the words, consider the fowls of the air. I want to remind somebody tonight that God knows where you are. I want to come and strengthen you in your season right now, that God knows what you're going through. And he's looking because he knows that there is something coming out of this investment.
Y está buscando porque sabe que algo va a salir de ahí.
So what are you talking about, preacher? It's all right to cry those tears.
So de qué hablas, predicador? Está bien que llores.
Hallelujah, because we have a principle in the Word of God.
Sígueme porque tenemos un principio.
That they that sow in tears are going to reap in joy.
Que los que ciegan en tristeza van a regocijar.
So you go in and invest in your pain right now.
So tú ve invierta tu dolor.
You go ahead and invest in your suffering right now.
Invierte en tu sufrimiento ahorita.
It's all right to cry.
Está bien si estás llorando.
But with those tears, make sure faith is coupled with it.
Pero con esas lágrimas, asegúrate que tengas fe.
With those tears, make sure that your faith is coupled with it.
Con esas lágrimas, que esté con fe.
Because your faith will be expecting a harvest.
Porque tu fe va a estar esperando cosecha.
Your faith will be expecting a harvest.
Tu fe estará esperando una cosecha.
Oh, let me remind somebody that weeping may endure for a night.
Déjalos acuerdo que tal vez la noche va a estar
triste. But there's joy that comes in the morning.
Pero hay gozo que viene en la mañana.
I want you to get this revelation of joy coming in the morning.
Quiero que agarren esta revelación.
Oh God, I'm about to mess somebody up right here.
Voy a agarrar a alguien ahorita.
Too many times we think we got to wait for the sun to come up here in Birmingham.
Muchas veces pensamos que tiene que esperar el sol.
But need I remind you that the sun is coming up somewhere?
Pero déjate recuerdo que el sol está saliendo en un
so
lado.
So what does that mean for me?
¿So qué significa eso para mí?
My sunshine may not be shining in Birmingham right now.
Mi sol tal vez no está fuera ahorita.
But I can get joy because the sun's coming up in China.
Pero puedo tener gozo porque el sol está en China.
I've been weeping all day long waiting for the sun to shine on me.
Ha estado llorando todo el día.
But the sun's coming up in Africa somewhere.
Pero el sol está saliendo en África.
So right now I can just step into the joy of the Lord.
So ahorita me puedo meter en el gozo del Señor.
Because I understand tonight that the joy of the Lord
porque
is my strength.
Porque el gozo del Señor es mi fortaleza.
Woo. Psalm chapter 8 and 1.
Salmo 8 y 1.
Psalm chapter 8 and 1, the Bible says, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." I feel good in this place.
Me siento bien en la casa.
God have mercy.
Dios ten misericordia.
Who has set thy glory above the heavens, and out of the mouth of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. But somebody say, uh-oh.
Pero alguien diga, uh-oh.
We see this word coming up. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. There's something that happens when you begin to consider the work of God.
Hay algo que hace cuando consideras la obra de Dios.
When you get your eyes off of just observation,
cuando dejas nomás de observar,
it moves from observation to revelation.
Se va de observación a revelación.
How can you say that, preacher?
¿Cómo dices eso, predicador?
Well, let's continue to read.
Vamos a
the Bible
leyendo.
Says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? And you begin to look beyond your problem, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Hallelujah. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. At the beginning of Psalm 8, it was observation.
En el principio del salmo era observación.
But by the end of Psalm 8, it was consideration.
Pero al final es consideración.
He begins to examine and say, hallelujah.
Empieza a examinar y decir, aleluya.
He begins to examine his life.
Empieza a examinar su vida.
He begins to examine the work of God.
Empieza a examinar la obra de Dios.
And it's more than just I'm seeing the hand of God.
Y es más que nomás estoy mirando la mano de Dios.
But you realize that I'm a part of the handiwork of God.
Pero te das cuenta que eres parte de la obra de Dios.
And when you consider that, you have revelation.
Y cuando consideras, tienes revelación.
You begin to walk in dominion.
Empiezas a caminar en dominio.
Tell somebody tonight, anxiety magnifies the storm.
Dile a alguien, ansiedad magnifica la tormenta.
But peace magnifies his presence.
Pero paz magnifica su presencia.
Let me say it again.
Déjalo digo una vez más.
Anxiety is always going to magnify the storm.
Ansiedad va a hacer más grande la tormenta.
But the Prince of Peace,
pero el Príncipe de Paz.
When you magnify peace, hallelujah.
Cuando magnificas paz,
it magnifies his presence.
Magnifica su presencia.
I wonder if there's somebody in this place that'll stand to your feet.
Me pregunto
right
si
now.
Alguien que se ponga de pie ahorita.
And just do what the psalmist says. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Y haga lo que hizo el salmista, magnifica a Dios conmigo.
And let us exalt his name together.
Vamos a exaltar su nombre juntos.
I wonder if you can just take into account and consideration.
Si puedes tomar en cuenta y consideración.
That when I magnify God, he gets bigger than my problem.
Que cuando magnifico a Dios se pone más grande que mi problema.
When I magnify God, he gets bigger than my circumstance.
Cuando magnifico a Dios es más grande que mi circunstancia.
When I magnify God, he gets bigger than my bank account.
Cuando magnifico a Dios es más grande que mi cuenta.
Come on, magnify the Lord for just a moment.
Oh, magnifiquen al Señor por un momento.
Job repeatedly said, "Let me be weighed in an even balance."
Job dice que me pesen en una báscula.
That God may know my integrity.
Para que Dios sepa mi integridad.
Weigh me in an even place.
Pésame en un lugar nivel.
I pose a question to you tonight. What does your integrity say about you?
¿Qué dice tu integridad de ti?
Not what your possessions say about you.
No, que dice tus posesiones de ti.
But what does your integrity say about
pero
you?
Que dice tu integridad de ti.
Let me ask you a question tonight, and I'm trying to be nice.
Déjate una pregunta esta noche.
But does your worship suffer because you are?
Pero sufrirá tu adoración porque tú estás sufriendo.
Does your praise suffer because your family is suffering?
Tu alabanza sufrirá porque sufre tu familia.
Does your prayer life suffer because you don't make as much money as you'd like to?
Sufrirá tu oración si no ganas suficiente dinero.
Oh, it got tight in here.
Se puso un poco apretado.
I'm going to hit that again.
Lo voy a decir una vez más.
Does your worship suffer because you are?
¿Sufrirá tu adoración porque tú estás sufriendo?
Or are you able to say he gives and he takes away?
¿O puedes decir que él da y quita?
Are you able to believe the lyrics that you sing?
¿Podrás creer los cantos que estás cantando?
Oh God. Are you able to put into action those words that you sing and clap to?
¿Podrás poner en acción las palabras que cantas?
That he gives and takes away, but blessed be the name of the Lord.
Que él da y quita, pero bendita sea el nombre del Señor.
When we sing songs like I'll worship you in the good and the bad, when I'm happy or sad.
Cuando cantamos canciones, alabamos a todo tiempo.
It's easy to sing it, but can you exemplify it?
Es fácil cantarlo, pero lo podrás vivir.
Can you put it into action?
Lo podrás poner en acción.
When the doctor comes in and doesn't give you a favorable report,
cuando el doctor no te da un buen reporte,
can you throw your hands up and say, Lord, you're still good?
Podrás levantar tus manos y Dios es bueno.
But I understand that people are going through something right now.
Entiendo que las personas están pasando.
Many things right now are going on in this sanctuary.
Muchas cosas están pasando en este santuario.
It's the hour and the age that we live in right now that we're being bombarded.
Es la hora en que vivimos.
By life.
Por vida.
And so I'm going to give you a little bit of hope.
So te voy a dar un poco de esperanza.
Because if we can just ever get our minds wrapped around.
Y podemos entender.
That these Bible characters are not just some superhero in a book.
Que estas personas en la Biblia no nomás son superhéroes.
But that they've gone through life just like you and I.
Pero han pasado por la vida así como tú y yo.
I'm going to take you to Job chapter 23 verse 8.
Te voy a llevar a Job 23.
And there's going to be some people that really, I'm telling you, I feel this in the Holy Ghost.
Y van a haber personas que realmente.
There's going to be some people that really connect with these next verses.
Van a haber personas que se conectan con estos versos.
Job 23 and 8.
23 y 8.
The Bible says, "Behold, I go forward."
La Biblia dice, "Voy yo adelante."
But he is not there.
Pero él no está ahí.
And backward.
Y para atrás.
And I cannot perceive him.
Y yo no lo puedo ver.
On the left hand where he doth work.
A la izquierda donde trabaja.
But I cannot behold him.
Pero no lo puedo ver.
And he hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him.
Y se esconde a la derecha y no lo puedo ver.
How many have ever felt that I'm just all alone?
¿Cuántos han sentido que estoy solo?
How many have ever felt that I'm the only one going through anything?
¿Cuántos han sentido soy el único con problemas?
You have the realization that others are going through stuff.
Tienes la relación que los demás.
But for whatever reason, your predicament. It makes you feel like it's an isolated event.
Pero por la razón tu predicamento sientes que es un evento aislado.
Pastor, I'm trying to go forward, but I don't see and feel him in prayer.
Pastor, quiero ir adelante, pero no lo siento en oración.
Pastor, I'm looking for him on the left-hand side where he works.
Pastor, lo busco en la izquierda donde trabaja.
But where is he?
Pero ¿dónde está?
On the right-hand side, there's supposed to be strength.
A la derecha tiene que haber fuerza.
But I feel so weak.
Pero me siento tan débil.
In the times that I feel faint and want to take a step back.
Y a veces me quiero desmayar.
He used to be behind me.
Él estaba atrás de mí.
But I feel like he's not there.
Pero me siento que no está ahí.
But let me give you hope tonight.
Pero déjate doy esperanza
esta noche. The Bible says, but he knoweth the way that I take.
La Biblia dice, él sabe el camino que tomo.
All you have to do is keep walking.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es seguir caminando.
All you have to do is stay faithful.
Solo sigue siendo fiel.
Because he knows the way that you take.
Porque él sabe el camino que tomas.
And when he had tried you,
y cuando te ha probado,
you shall come out as gold.
Vas a salir como oro.
My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept.
Su camino
lo
ha guardado.
And not declined.
Y no lo ha declinado.
Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips.
Ni tampoco me he alejado de su mandamiento.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth.
Yo he guardado las palabras de su boca.
More than my necessary food.
Más que mi comida necesaria.
His commandments mean more to me than my next meal.
Sus mandamientos son más importantes que mi comida.
In my pain and suffering.
En mi dolor y sufrimiento.
I want something that's familiar.
Quiero que algo sea familiar.
But if I can just get a hold of his word,
pero si puedo agarrar su palabra,
it's more than nourishment for the next moment.
Es más que nomás nutriendo.
If I can just get a hold of his word,
si puedo agarrar su palabra,
it's hope for my day today.
Es esperanza para mi día hoy.
And it's hope for tomorrow.
Y es esperanza para mañana.
God have mercy. See, that's, God, I want to be careful here,
quiero
but hallelujah. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the medication world.
A veces nos metemos en el mundo médico.
And all that does is numb you for right now.
Y todo lo que hace la medicina es te quita un poco.
But what about your tomorrow?
Pero qué tal tu mañana?
That's why we have a world full of addiction.
Es por eso tenemos un mundo de adicción.
Because they're trying to numb yesterday and today.
Porque quieren quitar el ayer y hoy.
But if they would get a hold of the commandments of God.
Pero si agarran el mandamiento de
if
Dios.
If they would get a hold of the word of God.
Si agarran la palabra de Dios.
If you would
not get a hold of the promises of God,
si tú agarras la promesa de Dios,
he's already stepped, oh, hallelujah, he's already stepped into your today.
Él ya está parado en tu día hoy.
And he knows the way that you take for tomorrow.
Y él sabe el camino que tomas para mañana.
Revelation of consideration.
La revelación de consideración.
You get this revelation.
Si tú recibes esta
that
revelación.
He considers you strong enough to make it.
Y te considera fuerte para hacerlo.
But yet weak enough to depend on him.
Pero débil lo suficiente para depender en
Let
él.
Let me say that again. It went over some people's heads.
Déjalo digo otra vez.
God. Halabukushataya. When you get this revelation of consideration,
cuando agarras esta revelación,
you realize that God trusts you enough to stand your ground.
Te das cuenta que Dios te confía en ti para quedarte parado.
But you have a deeper understanding that I'm weak enough to lean on him.
Pero tienes el entendimiento que todavía te puedes depender de él.
And depend on him.
Y estar recargado con él.
Therefore,
y así,
there is no room for failure.
Por eso no hay espacio para el fracaso.
There is no room for backsliding.
No hay espacio para alejarte.
There is no room for laying my faith down.
No hay espacio para caerte.
When I get the revelation of consideration,
cuando
I
tengo
understand
la revelación de consideración,
that he's looked long beyond the end of my plight.
Entiendo que él ya ha mirado más allá de mi camino.
And he said, I can make something out of that.
Y dice, yo puedo hacer algo de eso.
I'm almost done here. I know some of you looking at the clock. 7:52. We're doing all right. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13.
Primera de Corintios 10
y 13. The Bible says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Shout faithful.
Dios es fiel.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted nor tested above that ye are able. But read the text tonight.
Pero lean el texto esta noche.
But will with the temptation,
pero con la tentación,
also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
También hacer una manera que te pueda salir.
So what does that mean tonight?
¿Qué significa eso esta noche?
Ooh, I'm coming down somebody's their pew tonight.
Voy a hablarle a alguien ahorita.
There's a temptation for you to backslide.
Hay una tentación para que te alejes.
There's a temptation for you to give up.
Hay una tentación que te rindas.
There's a voice that tells you you're never going to get out of this predicament.
Hay una voz que te dice no vas a salir de ahí.
There's a voice that tells you there is no hope for you.
Hay una voz que dice no hay esperanza.
And if you listen to that voice, it's tempting to, oh God.
Y si escuchas esa voz, te da tentación.
It's tempting to submit to that voice.
Te da tentación someterse a esa voz.
And I want to tell some people in this room.
Y le quiero decir a personas en este cuarto.
That voice has been speaking for a long time to some folks.
Que esa voz ha hablado por mucho tiempo.
But it's time for you.
Pero es tiempo que tú.
Come here, young man.
Ven, joven.
You. It's time for you. That temptation goes with you to work.
Esa tentación se va contigo al trabajo.
That temptation goes with you at school.
Esa tentación va contigo a la escuela.
That temptation waits for you in the passenger seat of your car after Sunday night service.
Tentación está en el pasajero.
Oh, I'll let that sit in. Those voices whisper to you after you're done praying.
Esa voz te habla después de la oración.
And you try to pray that temptation away.
Y quieres orar que se vaya esa tentación.
And the voices just keep speaking.
Y la voz sigue hablando.
The voices just keep talking.
Y la voz sigue hablando.
The voices just keep talking.
Y la voz sigue hablando.
The voices just keep talking.
Y la voz sigue hablando.
But God said, I'm going to, oh God, I'm going to give you strength that you're able to bear that temptation.
Pero Dios te va a decir, te doy fortaleza para que puedas cargar esa tentación.
So what does that mean for me?
So qué significa eso para mí?
That means that voice wants you to sit in the back pew.
Significa que esa voz quiere que te quedes atrás.
That means that voice is testing and tempting you to give up.
Esa voz te está diciendo que te rindas.
That voice is tempting you and testing you to throw in the towel.
Esa voz te está diciendo que te rindes.
But God is giving you enough grace.
Pero Dios te ha dado gracia.
Tonight,
esta noche.
He said, I want you to be able to bear it.
Él dice, yo quiero que la vas a cargar.
So what does that mean? That means I'm taking my temptation to
¿qué
an
significa
altar.
Eso? Voy a llevar esa tentación al altar.
I'm taking my test, hallelujah, to an altar.
Mi prueba es al altar.
That thing has been talking to me for a long time.
Esa cosa que me ha hablado por
but
mucho
I'm going
tiempo.
To take it to an altar because I can bear it.
Pero voy a llevarlo al altar porque la
and
puedo
the longer
cargar.
I bear it, the stronger I get.
Y entre más la cargo, más fuerte
every
me pongo.
Time I take it to God, I get stronger.
Cada vez que la llevo a Dios,
every
me pongo más
time
fuerte.
I take it to an altar, I get stronger.
Cada vez que lo llevo a un altar, me pongo
You're
más fuerte.
Going to be able to bear it after tonight.
Tú lo vas a poder cargar después de esta noche.
We say that scripture, he won't put more on us than we can bear.
Decimos escritura, no pondrá más que podemos cargar.
That's not what the text says.
Eso no es lo que dice el texto.
He says, but with the temptation.
Dice, con la tentación.
I'm giving you a way to escape.
Te doy una manera de salir.
Where is the escape?
¿Dónde está la salida?
The escape is not always from the temptation.
La salida no siempre es de la tentación.
Sometimes the escape is taking the temptation to the altar.
A veces es agarrar esa tentación al altar.
Sometimes your escape is getting to the presence of God.
A veces es llegar a la presencia de Dios.
My word, how mercy. How many feel that way in this house that I've got some voices that I'm going to take to the altar tonight?
¿Cuántos se sienten así esta noche?
I got temptation. That's going.
Yo tengo tentación.
I'm not going to be a punching bag anymore. I'm going to start doing the punching.
Yo ya no voy a dejar que me golpeen. Ahora voy a
golpear
yo. I
want to take somebody with me tonight that says that in their spirit, I'm going to start doing the punching.
Si alguien dice eso en su espíritu, que yo voy a empezar a pelear.
Tell somebody tonight, I'm almost finished. I know you're waiting for me to get done.
Dile a tu vecino.
When you're full of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando estás lleno del Espíritu.
You may be exposed to a trial.
Tal vez estás expuesto a la prueba.
When you're full of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando estás lleno del Espíritu.
You may be exposed to pain.
Tal vez estás expuesto al dolor.
When you're full of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando estás lleno del Espíritu.
You're exposed to different trials of life.
Estás expuesto a diferentes problemas de la
vida.
But
I want to give you a simple revelation tonight.
Pero te doy una revelación simple.
You may be exposed to it.
Tal vez estás expuesto a eso.
But you don't have to be subjected to it.
Pero no tienes que estar sometido a eso.
Oh God, you might be exposed to some things in this life.
Tal vez estás expuesto a cosas.
But you don't have to be a slave to it.
Pero no tienes que ser esclavo de eso.
Because you've got power, you've got authority in the Holy Ghost.
Tienes poder y autoridad en el Espíritu Santo.
You've got righteousness in the Holy Ghost.
Tú tienes justicia en el Espíritu Santo.
You've got peace in the Holy Ghost.
Tú tienes paz en el Espíritu Santo.
You've got joy in the Holy Ghost.
Tú tienes gozo en el Espíritu Santo.
And if you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight, you need the Holy Ghost.
Y si no tienes el Espíritu Santo, lo necesitas.
Because the Bible declares that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Recibirás poder después que viene el Espíritu.
Come on, that's power.
Eso es poder.
To get beyond the pain.
Para salir más allá del dolor.
It's power.
Es poder.
To get beyond the misunderstanding.
Para más allá del entendimiento.
It's power to make it.
Es poder para hacerlo.
I end with this tonight.
Yo voy a terminar con esto.
I've overstayed my welcome. But at the end,
pero al final,
at the end of Job's
al final de Job,
situation and predicament,
la situación de que él tenía,
at the end of everything that's been that season of Job's life,
al final de todo eso, la temporada de la vida de Job,
when God has been silent for a season,
cuando Dios estaba callado por un tiempo,
we get to the end and God shows up and he speaks.
Llegamos al final y Job, Dios aparece y habla.
And when he speaks,
y cuando habla,
there were a few friends of Job,
habían unos cuantos amigos de Job
who thought they had the answer.
Que pensaban que tenían la respuesta.
And the Bible says that God said that they were telling him wrong.
Y la Biblia dice que le estaban diciendo ellos mal.
That they didn't have the right words.
Ellos no tenían las palabras correctas.
That they didn't have the answer.
Ellos no tenían la respuesta.
Let me just go ahead and throw this out there. Beware.
Déjalo digo ahorita.
That when you're going through your pain and plight.
Ten cuidado cuando pasas por tus problemas.
Beware of those half-apostolics.
Ten cuidado de esos apostólicos mitanos.
I don't know if you caught that. Beware of those part-time Pentecostals.
Ten cuidado de esos apostólicos nomás en parte.
Beware of the backslidden Christian.
Ten cuidado de esos alejados del camino.
Thank you for the seven that's helping me right now.
Gracias por los siete que me están ayudando.
Beware of those that want to be critical before they be a Christian.
Ten cuidado de esos que están juzgando antes que son cristianos.
Beware of the one that wants to pump up your pain instead of pray for it.
Ten cuidado de los que hablan de tu dolor en vez de orar.
Beware of the voices that try to speak to you.
Ten cuidado de la voz que está hablando.
And if they take you further away from the altar,
y si te alejan del altar,
there's a problem.
Hay un problema.
But get you some friends that'll push you to the altar.
Pero agarra amigos que te empujan
al
altar.
That'll push you to prayer.
Que te empujan a la oración.
That'll push you to fasting.
Que te empujan a orar.
That'll push you to consecration.
Que te empujan a la consagración.
That'll push you to a future.
Que te empujan a un
futuro. That'll push you, hallelujah, to a praise break.
Que te empujan a la alabanza.
Get you a friend.
Agárrate un amigo.
Get you a brother and a sister.
Un hermano y hermana.
That'll walk across that.
Que camina.
That'll walk across that church.
Que camina por esa iglesia.
And grab you by the hand.
Y te agarra de la mano.
And say, I will not let you die in your predicament. I will not let you die in your dilemma. Don't get you a friend that's going to pet you. Get you a friend that's going to push you.
Get you a friend that's going to propel you.
Agárrate un amigo que te levante.
So God,
so Dios,
looks at Job's friends.
Mira a los amigos de Job.
He says, "You're wrong."
Y dicen tan mal.
And now there has to be a sacrifice made.
Y ahora tiene que haber un sacrificio.
Now there has to be prayers made.
Ahora tienen que haber oraciones.
But they weren't the ones that were going to be able to do that thing to free them.
Pero ellos no podían orar.
Who was it?
¿Quién era?
I want to tell you,
te quiero decir,
Job's plight turned around.
El problema de Job se volteó.
When he began to pray.
Cuando él empezó a orar.
What do you mean? The very one that was going through trouble?
¿Qué te significas? El mismo que pasó por problemas.
The very one that was experiencing tragedy.
El que estaba sintiendo la tragedia.
The very one that had boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet.
El que tenía problemas en su piel.
The one that lost his cattle.
El que perdió su piel.
The one the enemy tried to destroy.
El que el enemigo quería destruir.
Yes. Hallelujah. It turned around when Job began to pray for his friends.
Se volteó y Job empezó a orar por sus amigos.
So what I'm telling you tonight,
so lo que te digo esta noche,
is that in this season,
es que en esta temporada,
God's trying to extract.
Dios quiere usar,
he's extracting a prayer warrior
Dios quiere sacar
out of
una oración de ti.
He's extracting a full-time praiser out of you.
Dios está sacando a alguien que alabe.
He's extracting a full-time worshiper
Dios
out
está sacando
of you.
Un adorador que todo el tiempo.
I wonder if there's somebody in this place
me pregunto si hay alguien en este lugar
that's going through something right now,
que está pasando por la
ahorita, that'll stand to your feet,
que se ponga de pie,
that'll lift up your hands,
que levante sus
that'll
manos,
lift up your voice,
que levante su voz,
and say he gives,
y diga, él da,
and he takes away,
y él quita.
But blessed be
pero
the
bendito
name.
Sea el nombre,
blessed be the name.
Bendito sea el nombre,
blessed be the name.
Bendito sea el nombre,
the Lord,
del Señor.
I've been considered.
Yo soy considerado.
Paul said, I glory in my infirmities.
Pablo dijo, me gloreo en mis enfermedades.
In my pain,
en mi dolor,
he's still worthy of my praise.
Aún es digno de mi alabanza.
In my worrying,
en mi preocupación,
he's still worthy of the worship.
Aún es digno de mi adoración.
Oh God. In the times when I want to fret,
en los tiempos que me quiero quejar,
I'm going to be faithful.
Voy a ser fiel.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because I've been considered.
Porque yo he sido considerado.
Because God looked in me and he said there's something greater on the inside of them.
Porque Dios me vio y dijo algo más grande adentro.
They
de
may feel like they can't handle it.
Y ellos sienten que no pueden.
But with my grace they'll be an overcomer.
Pero con mi alabanza voy a vencer.
They may feel like they're dying right now.
Se sienten que se están muriendo.
But they're going to look back by the end of this.
Pero van a mirar atrás.
By the end of this season.
Y cuando se acabe la temporada.
And said God had a plan all along.
Y Dios, decir, Dios tenía un plan.
I want to tell New Life tonight.
Te quiero decir a esta iglesia.
That God has had a plan all along.
Dios ha tenido un plan todo el tiempo.
God has a plan in the middle of all this.
Dios tiene un plan en medio de todo
God's
eso.
Got a plan in the middle of the tears.
Dios tiene un plan en medio
God's
de tu tristeza.
Got a plan in the middle of the pain.
Dios tiene un plan en medio de tu dolor.
You've been considered.
Tú has sido considerado.
You've been considered.
Tú has sido considerado.
Come on, give God some praise.
Oh, alaben a Dios.
There's some people that are in this room tonight.
Hay personas en este cuarto.
You're visiting this church.
Están visitando esta iglesia.
May this be your first, second, or third time.
Tal vez es tu primera, segunda, o tercera vez.
I want you to understand something.
Quiero que entiendan algo.
Oh God. You might be wondering, how did I make it to this point here?
Tal vez te preguntas cómo llegué a este punto.
In my life, I should be dead.
En mi vida yo debo estar muerto.
My testimony it should be.
Mi testimonio debe ser
that I was a victim of suicide.
Que fue una víctima de suicidio.
That I was a victim of the overdose.
Fue una víctima del overdose.
That I was a victim of the gunshot.
Fue una víctima de la balacera.
That I cut myself and I should have died.
Me corté y tenía que
morir. I should have bled out.
Y se hubiera sangrado.
But for some reason,
pero por una razón,
I'm here in New Life tonight.
Estoy aquí en Nueva Vida esta noche.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
Let me tell a guest tonight.
Déjale digo un visitante.
It's not anything of your doing.
No es algo que tú has hecho.
It's not anything your mama did.
No es algo que hizo tu mamá.
It's not anything your daddy did.
No es algo que hizo tu papá.
But there was a God.
Pero había un Dios.
That said, I'm considering their days.
Que dijo, estoy considerando tus días.
And I know they may not be living the way I want them
y yo
to.
Sé que tal vez no están viviendo como quiero.
I know that they have come through some failure.
Yo sé que han pasado por fracaso.
I know they don't have it all together.
Yo sé que no lo tienen todo
junto. But I've considered them.
Pero los considerado.
Because there's a Sunday night they're going to show up.
Porque hay un domingo en la noche.
At New Life Church in Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm going to minister to them.
Y yo los voy a ministrar.
And I'm going to bless them.
Y yo los voy a bendecir.
And I'm going to touch them.
Y los voy a tocar.
And I'm going to feel them.
Y los voy a llenar.
And they're going to realize
y se van a dar cuenta
that I've been considered.
Que he sido considerado.
That I've been considered.
He sido considerado.
God have mercy. It was in the upper room.
Era en el cuarto de arriba.
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost was poured out.
En el día de Pentecostés.
Hallelujah. And they were in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost began to fall as they were praying.
Estaban en el cuarto y el Espíritu Santo cayó.
And many of us know this story.
Y muchos sabemos esta historia.
Many of us get excited about the Book of Acts.
Muchos nos emocionamos de los hechos.
But there were 3,000 souls that day that had something to do.
Pero habían 3,000 almas que tenían algo que hacer.
Pastor, oh, Pastor Collins, there was 3,000 people that had something to do that day.
Pastor, habían 3,000 personas que tenían algo que hacer.
But God had considered them somewhere along their lives.
Pero Dios los había considerado en su
vida.
And
there was a divine intersection.
Y había una intersección divina.
It was that day.
Era ese día.
That they walked by an upper room.
Que ellos pasaron por ese cuarto.
It was that day.
Era ese día.
That they pointed up in that upper room and said, "What is this all about?"
Que apuntaron ese cuarto y dicen, ¿qué es eso?
It was that day.
Era ese día.
That they heeded to the gospel being preached.
Que agarraron la palabra de Dios.
It was that day.
Era ese día.
When they heard the preached word of God,
cuando escucharon la palabra predicada,
that their hearts were pricked.
Que sus corazones fueron compungidos.
Religion didn't prick their heart.
La religión no tocó eso.
Man's religion couldn't move them.
La religión no lo podía mover.
But when the word of God went forth,
pero cuando la palabra vino,
and the Spirit of God began to be poured
y el Espíritu de Dios fue derramado,
there was something that moved on the inside
algo que
of
se movió dentro de ellos.
And they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
Y dijeron, hermanos, ¿qué podemos hacer?
And the preacher stood up,
y el predicador se paró,
and he said, "Repent,
y dijo, arrepiéntense,
and be baptized,
y
every one of you,
bautícese cada uno,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
en el nombre de Jesucristo,
for the remission of your sins,
para el perdón de pecados,
and you shall receive the gift."
Y recibirás el
don the Holy Ghost.
Del Espíritu Santo.
And some would say,
y alguien dicen,
that was good for,
que será bueno,
that was good for that day.
Para ese día.
And I would agree with you if there was not a verse 39.
Y yo diría, sí, si no hubiera
when the preacher
hecho,
said,
cuando el predicador dijo,
for the promise is unto you,
porque la promesa es para ti,
and to your children,
y tus hijos.
Oh God. To your children's children.
Para los hijos de tus hijos.
From generation to generation.
De generación en generación.
All that are afar off.
Todos los que están lejanos.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall.
Hasta los que Dios llamará.
I'm not adding to or taking away.
No estoy agregando
ni quitando.
But
can I say it tonight?
Pero lo puedo decir esta noche.
Even as many as the Lord our God.
Tantos que el Señor.
Has considered.
Ha considerado.
You've been considered tonight to be in the house of the Lord where truth
noche,
is being preached.
Donde la verdad es predicada.
Tonight there's a decision that you must make.
Esta noche hay una decisión que tienes que hacer.
Tonight there's a decision that you must make.
Esta noche hay una decisión que tienes que hacer.
Will I leave this place the same way that I came?
¿Me iré la misma manera que llegué?
Or will I leave different?
¿O me iré diferente?
Will I leave with a revelation?
¿Me iré con la revelación?
That tonight is not happenstance.
Que esta noche no es coincidencia.
But I've been considered for
pero
this moment.
Considerado.
I've been considered for this moment.
Este
I've been considered for this moment.
Por este
while
momento.
We were yet sinners,
mientras aún seamos pecadores,
Christ died for us.
Cristo murió por
while
nosotros.
We were yet in our iniquity.
Cuando estábamos en la
His
iniquidad,
blood was shed
su sangre fue derramada.
Pastor Collins,
pastor,
I apologize.
Perdón.
I've been telling this congregation that I'm done.
Le he estado diciendo que estoy terminado.
That's my last name, it don't mean anything.
Pero es lo último.
I'm done. But I'm finished right here.
Pero ya termina aquí.
I wonder,
me pregunto,
for this altar call,
este altar.
Oh God, if you were here this morning, I want you to get a hold of what I shared this morning about the hospital room.
Si estabas aquí, quiero que escuches.
I don't, in this moment right now,
en este momento aquí,
I don't need you to be worried about who's in the room.
No te preocupes quién está en el cuarto.
I don't need you to be worried about the cute girl on the other side of the room.
No te preocupes de la niña bonita.
I don't need you to be worried about that old ugly boy on this side of the room.
No te preocupes del niño feo.
I don't need you to be concerned about who you rode in the car with.
No te preocupes de con quién viniste.
I just want you to have an understanding tonight that I've been considered.
Quiero que tengas el entendimiento que fuiste considerado.
So for this altar call tonight,
so para este altar esta noche,
if you've never repented of your sins,
si nunca te has has arrepentido.
You've been considered tonight. Why don't you make your way?
Has sido considerado.
You've never
esta noche.
Been baptized in the name of Jesus. You've been considered tonight. Why don't you make your way?
Tú has sido considerado esta noche.
If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost,
si nunca has recibido el Espíritu
you've
Santo.
Been considered tonight. Why don't you make your way?
Has sido considerado esta noche.
And there's one more person I want to reach for.
Y hay una más que quiero alcanzar.
And somebody, if you're going through something right now,
es alguien, si estás pasando por algo.
If you're going through pain, trial, and tragedy,
si estás pasando por dolor.
If you're heartbroken,
si tu corazón está quebrado.
If you're going through a season
si
right
estás pasando
now,
por temporada ahorita.
And you wonder where is God in all this,
y te preguntas, ¿dónde está Dios
I
en
want
todo
you to make your way. You're being considered tonight.
Quiero que llegues a este altar.
Come on, and I want the rest of the perfect people just to come on up to the front tonight.
Quiero que todos
come
los demás también
I
vengan.
Wonder if there's some ministers that'll help us pray
oh,
in these altars right now.
Si hallelujah. Por estos.
I want you, when you get to these altars, I want you to lift up your hands in this room right now.
Quiero que cuando vengan, levanten sus manos.
Come on, I want you to lift up your hands.
Quiero
lift up your hands.
Levanten sus
come
manos.
On,
levanten
lift
sus
up your
manos.
Hands. There's something about to break in this house. You're about to leave this place with revelation.
No te vayas como entraste.
I've been considered by God.
Yo he sido considerado por Dios.
I've been considered by God.
Yo he sido considerado por Dios.
I've been considered and I'm going to make it.
He sido considerado y lo voy a hacer.
I've been considered and I'm going to make it.
He sido considerado y lo voy a lograr.
Come on. I wonder right now if you can lift up your hands. Let's just begin to
levanten
pray.
Levanten sus manos ahorita.
Tonight. Come on, get the revelation tonight and pray. Pray. I want you to find somebody to pray with right now. Let them know. Minister to them and tell them you're not alone. We're going to make it. We've been considered. We're going to make it. Pray for somebody.
He thought I was dead. He thought that I would give up and never dance again. Jesus.